says here a state representative got a letter from a local American Legion post. Quote, you are invited to be one of the speakers at our Memorial Day meeting. The program will include a talk by the mayor, a recitation of Lincoln's Gettysburg speech by a high school pupil, your talk, and then the firing squad. Okay. How'd you like that one? George Shearing and the Continental. Let's look at our tiddlywinks from the teletypes here. A few little stories of little importance. Some of them are funny. Some are kind of dull. But here they are, for whatever they're worth. Two Lebanese girls were in a dress shop in Beirut, Lebanon. One of the girls called the owner to a changing booth and gave him a kiss. After Abdul Abdullah kissed her and got her telephone number, the two girls left without buying anything. Returning to his cash register, Abdullah discovered the other girl had taken 1,300 Lebanese pounds, $400, while he was kissing the girl in the booth. And when he dialed the number the girl gave him, he got a mental hospital. There was a welcome home present waiting when W.T. Ross returned to Matador, Texas from his first trip to Europe, his wallet. Ross had misplaced the wallet while in a Swiss ski village. A week later, the wallet was in his mailbox in a plain brown envelope, its contents including $35 intact. No indication who mailed it. Well, it's good to know there are honest people still loose, running around loose in the world. Lord Shinwell, a fiery former Labourite defense minister and now a member of the British House of Lords, was married yesterday for the third time. He wed 75-year-old Mrs. Sarah Hurst. He's 87. First Lady Pat Nixon will have a separate schedule on the forthcoming presidential trip to the Soviet Union. She and the president will go their separate ways, much as they did in China. The White House says some details of the Nixon trip may be announced soon. A 27-year-old man was booked at county jail in Spokane, Washington, on vagrancy charges. After it was reported, a man was smashing into a house repeatedly with an ambulance. Police said John C. Franklin allegedly rammed the porch at the home of Barbara Hines several times, then backed up his vintage ambulance and took several runs at the side of the house. Well, it was a daredevil. Ipswich, England. A court sentenced John F. Dyer, 21, to 18 months in jail yesterday after hearing a prosecutor say he broke into a record shop and promptly fell asleep. He was found by the store manager who called police before he woke up. Must have been listening to some lullabies or some such music. Carlisle, England. Gigi, described by the Guinness Book of Records as the world's largest cat, is dead. The 42-pound terror of dogs and mice for 12 years was put to sleep over the weekend by her owner, Ann Clark, 63. She went off her food last week, and the vet told me it was the beginning of the end, said Miss Clark, who'd had Gigi since the cat was 6 weeks old. Miss Clark added, when she was younger, I used to take her out for walks on a leash to keep her from chasing dogs. A house cat, 42 pounds. Those are the tiddlywinks. The correct time is 13 minutes before 10.
Cats are frozen on the river up in the brawler, brawler sewer. Cats are frozen on the river up in the brawler sewer.
Thank you.
minutes before 10 o'clock in the morning, Vance, and that was the Hutsett song. Haven't heard the Hutsett song in a long time. The Johnny Mann Singers. I have a request here to announce that someone has lost a pair of pearl gray spats on Woodland Avenue. I'm sorry, we can't have the phone number and all here to call, but I'm sorry. We cannot announce this sort of thing, lost or stolen articles. It's just, it would get to be too much. We could never handle it. Earlier this morning, some fella called and said somebody had stolen the olive out of his cough medicine. We can't mention these things. I'm sorry. Is a fella playing a bull fiddle 9 feet tall. That's a lot of bull fiddle. This is a powdered wig, Henry Mancini in the orchestra, and here's the Baja Marimba Band and fiddler on the roof. See you tomorrow morning at 6, I hope. This is Bob Steele for our gentleman in charge of the revolving records out there, Mr. Ben Zinkerman. Have a good day and try to get in here with us tomorrow morning, will you? All right.
WTIC and WTIC-FM in Hartford, Connecticut. 10 o'clock, stay tuned now for the news.